Nama Shivai. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Veda Introductory, presented by Sri Gopalakrishnan Narayanan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Respected dear family members, my pranams to you. We were discussing for the last more than a week about Vedas, Vedic messages, scientific and technological content of Vedas, and so on. Today we will be discussing a very, very important fact about Vedas. Generally, Vedas are considered as spiritual textbooks. So Vedas are spiritual textbooks mainly aimed at delivering the messages. Vedas give Vedic messages for elevating our mind, for elevating the health of the body, for strengthening family relationship, and also strengthening the social bondage, national integration, and elevating the integration of the nature with the human beings. Coexistence, cooperation, complementing and contributing, all whatever living and non-living system existing in the universe, particularly on the globe earth. Everything is considered through the angle of spirituality. That's why Swami Vivekananda said, India is the spiritual capital of the world. Vedas give the messages through the spiritual angle. Why do we say spiritual angle? We know air is a non-living factor on the surface of the globe earth. It contains nitrogen, oxygen, carbon dioxide, and so on. But we viewed the air as the divine manifestation. Water is the divine manifestation. Earth is considered as the mother. And sun is given the status of the god. Exactly all the planets. The forests are considered as the divine. The ocean, the mountains, the trees, the plants, the animals. Animals are all connected with the divine forms of God. As I told earlier, elephant is connected with the divinity, oxen connected with the divinity. So everything on the surface of the globe earth, they are all the family members of the human beings. Vishwam bhavati ekanidam is one home where all the animals and everything live complementing to each other. So we can repeatedly say the spiritual approach is the approach of Hindu Dharma, Sanatana Dharma. Our spiritual approach towards our mother, Matra Devo Bhava, Pitra Devo Bhava, Acharya Devo Bhava, Atithi Devo Bhava, Rashtra Devo Bhava, Raja Devo Bhava, everything. Everything we consider as divine. Ganga Mata, Go Mata, Bharat Mata. When the Mata is divine, Matra Devo Bhava, everything has got the divinity inherently in that. So Rigveda, Yajurveda, Samaveda, Atharvaveda, all the four Vedas are coming under the category of spiritual textbook, even though it contains enough scientific, sociological, anthropological, psychological, physical, chemical, and mathematical aspects in that. So even though the Vedas contain psychological factors, sociological factors, anthropological factors, then spiritual factors, economical factors, you consider anything, all these can be very specifically pointed from the Vedas. But as the culture of Indians, as I used to quote from Yajurveda, Vidyam cha Avidyam cha, there are two type of knowledge, one scientific knowledge, another one is spiritual knowledge. In India, Jnanam Vijnana Sahidam Yajnatva Mukshyate Ashubha, the science was always complementary to spirituality, and spirituality was always complementary to science. Those who have written the spiritual textbooks were known as rishis. Those who have written the scientific textbooks are also known as rishis. Say for example, Vimana Tantra, written by Bharadwaja. We used to call Bharadwaja Maharshi. Ayurveda textbook written by Charaka. Charaka Maharshi, Sushruta Maharshi, Vagbhada Acharya, Acharya. All our scientific textbooks, composers, were known as rishis. All the Vedic hymns composers, Vedic mantra composers, are also known as acharyas, rishis. Vishwamitra Rishi, Kanva Rishi, Vedavyasa Rishi, Maharshi, Vasishta Maharshi, Agastya Maharshi, and so on. So Maharshi or Rishi or Acharya, these three are the common titles given for both scientists and spiritual leaders. So in India, spirituality is not contradictory to science. Science is not contradictory to spirituality. We never call religion. We call it as spirituality, Atmiyata. So the God, as I told you, in the Sakshi Bhava. Sakshi Bhava means as witness. Witness, that is, has been divided into two parts. Scientific aspect of the divinity and the spiritual aspect of divinity. This can be seen in all the Indian customs and rituals. All the Indian customs and rituals, 50% science is there, 50% spirituality is there. Indian God concept, 50% science is there, 50% spirituality is there. Indian literature, 50% science, almost 50% spirituality. And Indian concept, whether Mahavishnu concept or Lord Brahma concept or Mahadeva concept or Subramanya concept, scientific part of explanation can be seen and the spiritual part of explanation can also be seen. So in India, or only in India, the science and spirituality never went against each other. You can see Sushruta Acharya, we can see Aryabhata Acharya, Bhaskara Acharya, Bhateshwara Acharya, Lalla Acharya, and when you move forward, Acharya J.C. Bose, Acharya P.C. Ray, Acharya C.V. Raman. But even though Dr. C.V. Raman's students initially used to call him as Acharya, later on he informed his students that Acharya word need not be included with my name. Call me as Dr. C.V. Raman or Sir C.V. Raman. So he slowly removed the word Acharya. Up to then, Acharya P.C. Ray, Acharya J.C. Bose, Aryabhata Acharya, Bhaskara Acharya, Lalla Acharya, Bhateshwara Acharya. The Acharya concept is given for the spirituality, Bharadwaja Acharya, and also for the scientific textbooks. Thus we can see Vedas are composed mainly as the spiritual textbook, even though it contains all other aspects. But now the most important point what I wanted to submit to you is that Rig Veda is the spiritual book. It has got a subsidiary. Subsidiary. What is subsidiary? When we studied in our high schools and plus one, plus two level, you can see English main textbook is there. English subsidiary is also there. Malayalam text, Malayalam sub, we say sub. When you are taking BSc chemistry, you have got with the main chemistry, physics and mathematics are sub for that. Subsidiary for that. When you take your BSc physics, you have got chemistry and mathematics as the subsidiary. When you take politics, history will become subsidiary. When you take history, politics will become subsidiary to that one. So you can see that one, the four Vedic literature, Rig Veda, has got a subsidiary known as Arthashastra. Arthashastra is pure economics, where the concept of God is not at all coming, where the concept of religion is not at all coming. Pure economics means including banking system, including the role of the king, including the judiciary, including the secretaries for about 27 departments, all whatever we are seeing under the Prime Minister of India or under the Chief Ministers of different states, how to rule a country, how the economical systems are to be handled, how these economical systems are processed without any spirituality. Remember that, without any God concept or anything, economics or Arthashastra is written focusing exclusively on economics. And that Arthashastra, economics, is the subsidiary of Rig Veda. So how you see in ancient India, these two literatures got intermingled, mixed, aggregated, brought together. One is not no way more important than other, but these two are complementary. When Rig Veda pray that, Rig Veda mantras pray that, prosperity is needed, dharmartha kama moksha is needed, indra shrestani dravinani dehim chittim dakshasya subhagatvam asme. So I want to prosper in this world, I want to make money, I want to see that when all my will and wishes are getting fully satisfied, for which money is needed. But how to make money, how to print the coins, how to control the money, how to do the vyavahara, how to do the merchandise of the this money factor, these are all given excellent way in the Arthashastra. And remember that about 3 years back, when Dr. Radhakrishnan, an ordinary man I think, he wanted to conduct a seminar on Chanakya's Arthashastra in Bombay Taj Hotel. He expected maximum 200 people. He expected about 150 Indians and about 50 foreigners, foreign economists will participate in that seminar, which he wanted to hold in Taj Hotel, Bombay. You know what really happened? 2,800 delegates participated, of which 300 from India and 2,500 from foreign countries. It was, he got flabbergasted, astonished to see that such a fantastic response for a seminar held based on a text written 2,300 years ago, 330 BC. So 330 BC it was composed. So Arthashastra is the subsidiary or Upaveda. We can say Upaveda. Veda, Upaveda. Upa means subsidiary. So Rig Veda is the spiritual textbook. Complementary to that, Arthashastra is the subsidiary. Yajurveda is that spiritual textbook. Its subsidiary is Dhanurveda. How to protect a country, how to protect the boundaries of the country, how to train the soldiers, how the Senadhipa is to be trained, how the Ashwa, the horse forces, Ashwasena, Gajasena, and all type of Sainya, Sainyadhipas are to be trained, controlled, guided, paid, and all other things connected with the weapons, manufacturing of the weapons, Muktayuda, Amuktayuda, Muktamuktayuda, Vimuktayuda, all these are mentioned in Dhanurveda, primarily composed by Dronacharya, and in detail they are all explained in Mahabharata textbook. So, Rigveda subsidiary is Arthashastra, Yajurveda subsidiary is the science of archery, Dhanurveda, Dhanurveda, and Samaveda, you know, I have told you 5,500 Samaganas are there in that one. Generally, Samaveda is chanted while performing the yagas for entertaining the natural nature deities, Prakriti Devadas, entertaining that, Samaganas are chanted. So, Samaveda has got an Upaveda, which is known as Gandharva Veda, the science of music. All the scientific concept of Saptaswara, whether it is Hindustani music or Carnatic music or Pakistani music or Afghani music or English music, you can see it can be brought under Gandharva Veda. Why I am telling this to you, you know, you might have seen Shankaravaranam movie, in which Shankaravaranam Shankara Shastri was challenged by some students. First by making fun of him, that his Carnatic music is nothing when compared to the Western music. So, when Shankaravaranam Shankara Shastri told the students to just recite something from the Carnatic music, the students failed. They could not do it. The students told Shankaravaranam Shankara Shastri, who has never studied anything about the Western music, to just sing a Western song. Shankaravaranam Shankara Shastri could sing that song within seconds, fraction of the second, because the basic of all the national and international music are basics of national and international musics are included in the Gandharva Veda, composed by many people, of which Maharshi Sarnadara composed Sangeeta Ratnakara in a simplified version, and all the rules connected with the Gandharva Veda are given in that. And you might have heard Bharata Muni's Natya Shastra. Even though Bharata Muni was a saint, holy man, sannyasi, rishi or maharshi, who was leading a life like a rishi, and he composed Natya Shastra. Bharata Muni's Natya Shastra is the subsidiary of Samaveda, where we have got Gandharva Veda. Gandharva Veda, one part is music, other part is the dance and other thing related with that. If you are reading Natya Shastra, I am sure that you will get shocked. That is the correct word. You will get shocked. Such a book composed about 2500 years ago, 2200 years ago, in the most systematic way. Remember that 300-200 years prior to biblical composition, or nearly 1000 years before to the composition of the Quran, our Gandharva Veda, subsidiary of Samaveda, got composed, and that is the scientific, purely scientific explanation of the music. All whatever you are listening and watching in the reality show connected with the competition of the music or dance, these are all part and inevitable parcel of the Gandharva Veda. So Rig Veda has got Atharva Veda subsidiary, Yajurveda has got Dhanurveda its subsidiary, Samaveda has got Gandharva Veda as its subsidiary, Atharva Veda has got Ayurveda as its subsidiary. You know Ayurveda is a pure science, Sharira Manaso Yoga Paraspara Manuvrajeda Adhara Adeya Bhavena Taptajya Ghadayoriva. One line from Charaka Maharshi's Charaka Samhita has become the base for new age therapy of the modern world. New age therapy, NAT. When I happened to go to New York very recently, I was driving through the New York. I happened to see that in many places, roadside green boards have been kept. Green boards have been kept, in which it is written NAT Center. What is NAT Center? New Age Therapy Center, where treatment is taking place through dhyana, meditation, through mantra, through spirituality, through chanting nama japa, through listening stories, through listening messages, through building the confidence of the patient and enriching the mind to compact the problem of the body. That is New Age Therapy. That message is taken from Charaka Samhita, written as usual about 2500 years ago. The theme taken from Charaka Samhita is Sharira Manaso Yoga Paraspara Manuvrajed Adhara Adeya Bhavena Taptadhyaya Ghadayoriva. Yogadavi visham tikshnam bhaved, vaishajyam uttamam, vaishajyam avidaryuktam bhaved, tikshnam visham. That is exactly the basis of modern medicine. Even a poison can be given as a medicine if it can really compact that particular disease. So treating the negative with a negative thing, like dissolves in like, principle is adopted here. So remember that if when you are bitten by a snake, venom is in your body. So anti-venom is given. Anti-venom. Another venom is given. If anti-venom is injected into my body now, that will be the end of YouTube lecture. So anti-venom will be working where venom is there. So yogadabhi visham tikshnam bhaved vaishajyamuktamam. Even the most deadly poison will become a medicine by yogadavi visham bhaved vaishajyam uttamam. It will become an uttama and most appropriate medicine by proper combination. So, Maitri Karunya Marteshu Pridishakya Rupekshanam Prakritisteshu Bhudeshu Vaidya Vrastischa Durvida. Ayurveda gives you so many messages are there. Maitri Karunya Marteshu Pridishakya Rupekshanam Prakritisteshu Bhudeshu Vaidya Vrastischa Durvida. The messages given for the doctors. So, you can see the scientific literature Ayurveda, whether it is Shishrada Samhita, Charaka Samhita, or Ashtanga Hridaya, or Ashtanga Sangraha, all these Ayurvedic books are subsidiary to Atharva Veda. So, the spiritual literature, Rig Veda, Yajurveda, Samaveda, Atharva Veda, have got a scientific subsidiary to that of Arthashastra, Dhanurveda, Gandharva Veda, Ayurveda. One more book is there which has got the status of Upaveda, is Sthapatya Veda. That is the civil engineering. Tachya Shastra. Sthapatya Veda is the civil engineering. That is also told as the subsidiary of Atharva Veda. Two subsidiaries are there for Atharva Veda. One Ayurveda, the another one Sthapatya Veda or Tachya Shastra. So remember Vastu, it is also known as Vastu. So in India, the science went hand in hand with the spirituality and complementing each other. Whereas in the West, you can see Galileo was treated horribly, and many modern scientists, so-called the beginning period of modern science, many scientists were tortured who told something against the Bible. That is the only cause for their torturing. They said earth is flat, but that was the biblical viewpoint. And they said evolution theory, that is against Bible. Earth is globe, against Bible. And Big Bang theory, against Bible, because God created all these things. So all the nonsenses present in the Bible were rejected, objected, thrown by the scientists, but nearly 1,800 to 2,000 scientists were tortured for their telling the scientific factors. But in India, all these scientists, Charaka Samhita, Sushruta Samhita, Vagbhada Acharya, Bharadwaja Acharya, Adibhata Acharya, Lalla Acharya, Varahamihira Acharya, and Manjula Acharya, Vadeshwara Acharya, all the scientists were considered as Acharyas. Nagarjuna, who has composed the Rasaratna Samuchaya of chemistry book, they were all, you can see, so many others, Vaisheshika Siddhanta Kanada, who composed the atomic theory, and Gautama Maharshi, who composed the logic, they were all considered as Maharshis, Rishis, Munis, Acharyas. So India is the land where the science and spirituality integrated through the composition of Vedas and Upavedas. With these words, I would like to request you once again, you should listen at least one Veda in your life, and you should copy the link of these speeches and give to others, and that is your mission. Your mission is to spread the great Indian messages to world over. 723 crore people should know about Indian heritage. That is the reason why I am talking this in English. I am telling this in English. To my request to you, send the message to Christians, Muslims, Hindus, leftists, rightists, atheist believers, whatsoever may be their quality, qualification, status in the society, our duty is to inform them. Their duty is to learn and teach. So let us do our duty, inform them, so that we are giving them the opportunity to see what India was and what India is. With these words, my deep gratitude to you. Thank you very much. My pranams.